You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to a Wednesday. It's a hump day. Gotta love the short work week. So we're already halfway there to the weekend. Welcome to the show about food, fun, places, and the mayhem of life and school phone bans. That is going to be a hot topic of conversation because it got hot on the internet yesterday when Saskatchewan unveiled that as back to school approaches, no cell phones in the schools. We're going to talk about that this morning. Also, the best cheese apparently is found here in Manitoba. There was an award handed out recently that's got everyone's attention online, and we'll talk about that. Also, when do the Olympics end, and why is there so much hype around Tom Cruise? What does Tom Cruise have to do with the Olympics? Well, it has to do with where the Olympic Games will happen next. We'll talk a bit about that. Also, the 27 best sports faces from the Olympics. You know, when they're doing the hammer and they're like pushing so hard. Weird faces. The weird faces of the Olympics. Also, we have some details on the world's strongest beer. The world's strongest beer. I didn't know you could brew beer this high in alcohol. Apparently, this beer is so strong, it will burn your tongue. It'll make your tongue go numb. Oh, that sounds like a challenge. Also, Kraft is out with a new macaroni and cheese flavor. And of course, we're the Showbo Food Fun Places in Mayhem, so we've got to have it for you. Thinking to myself when I first saw this, I mean, what are you messing with Kraft mac and cheese for? It's already pretty much perfect. But wait till you see these flavors. You're going to go, okay. All right, this might make sense. And finally, coming up on the show this morning, TikTok's four viral recipes of summer. The four recipes we've seen on TikTok more than any other foods. Crazy stuff. And thank you, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, for being sponsors on the show. The best value in breakfast is going to be at Tim Hortons. Have you seen, have you heard? The $3 breakfast sandwich. Get a hot or cold coffee in you. Go to Tim Hortons, get a hot or cold coffee, and get a classic breakfast sandwich for just $3 plus tax. Thank you, Tim Hortons. It's affordable. It's delicious. Get sausage, bacon, or egg and cheese breakfast sandwiches. For a limited time, at Tim Hortons of West Manitoba, an area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And don't forget about the Tim Hortons Infuser Energy Beverages. Now here, a sparkling energy beverage made with natural caffeine and natural flavors in ready-to-drink cans, available at your local Tim Hortons. Available in two refreshing flavors, Blackberry Yuzu and Mango Starfruit. You've always got time for Tim's. Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours a day, Thursday through Saturday, just a 90-minute drive south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. And we are just days away now from the Nelly concert, which is happening August 17th. We will be streaming on location Saturday the 17th from 3 till 5 from the lobby of the Skydancer Casino as Nelly comes into town. He's coming in on a private jet to fly into Minot on that Saturday morning. And I have it on good authority. He's going to be staying on the property after the party is over on Saturday night. So Nelly in the house at the casino, wandering around probably, or who knows what's going to happen. because Belcourt's not a very big place. We're going to have some fun with Nelly on Saturday the 17th. Should be a great show. Still lots of tickets available. It's an outdoor show, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Not just Nelly, but Hunter Hayes is coming in November. We'll be there for that, too. They've got the big water park there, so maybe if you're not into the concerts, you can take the kids to the water park on a weekend. Double queen standard room and four water park tickets are $159 on weekdays, $179 on weekends. SkyDancerCasino.com. That's SkyDancerCasino.com. And finally, Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-ops, the perfect place for a tank of gas, a propane tank fill. We're halfway through the barbecue season. Make sure you got enough propane. I always like to have a spare propane tank on the full, on the ready, because nothing worse than getting those pork chops down on the grill, and all of a sudden it's like you come back out after grabbing a beer and it's like, where the hell's the heat? Where'd the heat go? Oh, the propane is out. Oh, I shall go and fetch another one. And there's a full one waiting for you. So, co-ops of Westman, they've got your gas, they've got your diesel, they've got your propane. And of course, they've got the steaks to throw on the grill. Like the best meats on the planet found at your local co-ops of Westman, from cheese-filled smokies to those beautiful aged steaks that you can get at select co-op locations. So check it out. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. And people asking about the Pizza Pops yesterday. The bag is gone. Bag of eight lasted until we opened the bag at 8 o'clock. It was gone by 2, so 6 hours. So just if you're going to be trying the Pizza Pops, I don't know, there's something with them. They don't last long. They jump out of the air fryer. They jump out of the microwave, and you just stand back like this. Oh,
the only ringing that should be heard in classrooms is the school bell. That's according to the provincial government. As of the start of this upcoming school year, cell phones are officially banned from classrooms.
When our kids are in the classroom in Saskatchewan, we want as much of their time and energy and focus to be on their teachers and to be on learning.
That's the education minister there.
The ban will apply to all grades from kindergarten to grade 12 across the province. However, teachers will be able to seek a cell phone use exemption from administration when needed for a specific purpose.
Okay, kindergarten? Seriously? Okay, like I'm thinking, when I first read this, I thought, okay, this is good to get the high school kids to kind of concentrate on what's going on. Kindergarten? Do we need to say that? Who is taking a cell phone to kindergarten? What is going on? What is going on?
This is really about the feedback that we've received from parents and teachers that cell phones do cause distraction in the classroom. And
Cockrell says the Education Ministry consulted with school divisions through the Saskatchewan School Board Association. The Regina Public and Catholic School Divisions say they both submitted recommendations to the ministry, but neither school division wanted to elaborate on what those recommendations were.
So we have not had time to consult with our boards, and we have no official position right now.
We have no idea what it entirely entails. We do have administrative application in place already within our division, and so do many of the other divisions. So how closely it aligns to what's already in place will be interesting to see.
Ready? Swing, swing, swing. Hands over. That's it.
Many parents, on the other hand, had a lot to say.
The kids need to disengage from electronics more and more these days and actually learn how to do schoolwork on a paper.
What? What? Teachers are going, we don't know what to do. Oh my God. What's going to happen? Oh my God. Parents are like, they're to learn, aren't they? Or maybe that's changed. I don't know.
I don't understand why kids need cell phones.
Do you think it'll help them stay focused more in classrooms?
Yes, less distractions for sure.
Saskatchewan is the 9th province to implement a cell phone ban. Cockrell says the Education Ministry will monitor the initiative closely to establish whether or not the ban is effective.
We'll see if Manitoba's going to get one. Ryan says, I can see elementary, no phone policy for K to 6. Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know why. Forgive me, I'm old, but why are K to 6 kids taking phones to school? When did we allow that to happen? Remember when you got caught passing notes? So back when I was in school, back when we were learning about Flintstones cars and there were dinosaurs that would greet you when you got home from work, Fred, we would communicate by passing notes back and forth. We got caught passing notes at school. Holy cow. God, I would be in so much trouble. It'd be insane. Sam Wilson says they should not only restrict phones, but they should teach cursive writing also. I'm not sure what that is. So does that mean that they should curse? Cursive. I can't remember what cursive writing is. Karen says, I was an EA for 9 years. K to 6 definitely has no need for cell phones in the classroom. They can be used as a dictionary thesaurus. See, I needed more cell phones in school. A thesaurus, a calculator, and teachers can collect them when they don't want to have access at all. Hey, Derek, good morning and welcome. The government doesn't need to intervene. School divisions and teachers can handle it, though. I'm not too sure. I don't know if I'm exactly a believer of that or not. I think that keeping control of the classroom has never been more challenging. I'm sure a teacher would love to prove me wrong, that kids are well-behaved and listen to everything they say and listen to instructions with complete compliance in 2024. Ryan says they should be able to handle it. They get a good enough salary. Well, although it is easier to implement rules when it's across the board, whether, you know, there not be restrictions or there is restrictions, let's be honest, kids are like, well, my cousin doesn't have to do it in this place and my brother doesn't have to do it at another school. Hey, F&E, good to see you this morning on TikTok, big wave, 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 wave. Neil is here too. Quentin says, what the hell does a kid need a cell phone for? Are they on call for their jobs? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. We got some Fortnite construction that needs to be completed. Did that plumber show up to put the PVC piping in our Fortnite fort? Never mind, says Quinn. Kids don't work till they're 25 now anyway. Kids had medical conditions when we were in school. We survived with the office phone. Oh, no! But the office phone has a cord attached. It doesn't work the same. Seconds make the difference. Karen says to Ryan, trust me when I say teachers don't get paid nearly enough. Molly says, just saying, I don't know how anyone feels here with kids, but I don't want my kid to have a phone only for emergencies, or I do want my kid to have a phone for emergencies. But let's say someone comes in the school and does whatever or medical stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Cindy says, I bet no kids write lines anymore. I will not talk in class. I will not, like The Simpsons. Effie on TikTok says, cell phones are a huge distraction for kids in a class and slows their development. Now, I do understand, though, the use of phones as a tool. And I was thinking about this yesterday because some of the comments that I was reading said, well, what if there's things that they have to do in school that require a cell phone? Well, I needed a Bunsen burner too, but you know, I didn't bring a flamethrower to school and say, "Let's do some experiments." Mr. Beatty, I brought my own Bunsen burner. Tyler, put your damn flamethrower away. No, no, every kid deserves a flamethrower at school because it's science. Tyler, sit down. The school has Bunsen burners. We have Bunsen burners for the scientific experiments. Okay, all right. So, you know, maybe I can use my flamethrower later. Can you bring your flamethrower to the front of the class? All right, we'll put it away. Until it's scientific experiment time, and then I get to play with it. The schools have stuff. Schools have iPads. Schools have computers. And like was said at the top, teachers can ask for exemptions for instruction and medical exemption. So there's the loophole there. So we're going to see all kinds of kids come to school with, I have high anxiety. Well, you didn't yesterday. Well, I do today. I need my phone. The problem is this. This is the problem that no one wants to talk about. We have a serious addiction issue to our phones. All of us, you, me, everybody, we're all addicted. You know, if you pull up a video from the 1970s from people getting on airplanes to TV commercials or newscasts, the newscaster, the guy would be reading the news. Today in the news, taxes went up by 50%. Hang on. Anyway, we talked to the mayor and the mayor had this to say. And he's smoking while he's reading the news on the screen. I'm just like, holy shit, he's smoking a cigarette. That's us. That says today. Kids in 50 years, and this will be completely archived forever, so my great-grandchildren will be able to watch this. You're going to look back at us and how stupid we were being addicted to these things. That's what I predict. This is going to be, what was wrong with them? What was wrong with them? I don't know. We love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So it's time to kind of give ourselves a break. Maybe put them away. Quinton says, when we had a pack of smokes in grade 7. Molly says, just saying I'd want to hear from my kids one last time. Well, and there are instances, especially in the U.S. schools, where you've got things like shootings and stuff like that, and that creates its own set of anxiety. I certainly understand that. Ryan says, pagers. Remember pagers? Excuse me for a second. 204-680. Someone just called me. Hang on a second. Do you got a phone handy? It's funny watching movies where someone gets paged. Ebony says, are you also on the radio? No, I am not. This is it. This is all I have. This is it. This is it. This is it. Cell phones are a huge distraction. Wheelheart is here. Good morning, Wheelheart. Let's also say that kids can't remember lectures and writing notes at the same time. Just record the lectures then. Well, and that is not just available on phones. Digital recorders will do that. There's multiple devices you can use to do that. Colleen has a comment that says, wondering if teachers will put their phones away also. I do not know. I do not ask. I do not know. I don't know anything. See no evil, hear no evil. Alicia says, this needs to happen in Manitoba. Sean chimes in and says, sure, ban the use and restrict the teaching of the most used tool in the world that they will need virtually. Any job after graduation. Good logic, guys. Good logic. Have we learned nothing? Banning something is the worst thing you could possibly do. It doesn't work, and it stops people from learning how to use phones properly. Because if we have a problem in our society, it's how to teach kids to use a phone. That is, hello? Molly says, I flunked a bunch of tests because I couldn't record. Well, recording is a real good way to catch all the notes. There's no two ways about it. Blessed Mama's in the house. Good morning, Blessed Mama. Pop-Tart's also in the house, along with Gino and Tyson. And Balding Bunny. I got to say a quick hello. Hello, hello, hello. We're talking about the Saskatchewan cell phone restrictions that'll be coming in for this fall. Good idea, bad idea. Sean says it's a bad idea. Restrictions are a dead end. Bev responds to Sean by saying, as a retired supervisor, one thing that pissed me off the most was having to tell employees to put their phones down and do the work. And this is in road construction. Guys running equipment, guys patching roads. Virtually every job after they graduate does, period, not, period, require, period, a cell phone. But I defer back to my earlier comment of, we're all addicted. We're all addicted. It's good to give them a little bit of a break and let them see what they can learn. Blessed Mama says, no phones in the classroom is a good thing. They are too much of a distraction. Anita says, it's about time that someone did this. Manitoba needs to follow suit. In that report, I guess this is the 9th province. Manitoba is one of the outliers, and you can bet that phones are ringing after Saskatchewan did it yesterday. Phones in Manitoba are ringing. If you are a fan of cell phones in the classroom, if you have anxiety about the thought of not having your kids around a cell phone, it may be something that we see come to our neck of the woods. Linda has a point. She says, my son's classes require the students to use their phones for scanning codes, using Google Classroom, texting with the teacher to communicate when out of the classroom. It is literally essential. And Linda is awesome. I love Linda. Linda is a dear friend, and I can appreciate that. He goes to an arts and technology school, but allow me to play devil's advocate. If his learning requires him most of the time being on a phone to scan codes, use Google Classroom, and text with a teacher who's not there, what do we need teachers for? And I say that lovingly. I've got teachers in my family, teachers who are friends. But then if the phone is going to teach, then could we be banning the wrong thing? Maybe we just need to move to homeschooling. Maybe all schooling should just be done on the phone at home. I'm just saying that because for some comments, it appears that the phone is life and death. It's a key part of learning. It is instrumental in learning. Then maybe we're doing this wrong. Maybe we just need to shift everything to the phone. Shift it all to the phone. And maybe let's send the kids home. Blessed mama thinks I'm drinking. I'm just being a shit disturber. Kim, good morning. Rachel, hi. Disco club. Disco club. Cheryl says, why isn't Manitoba doing this? This is a great idea, Saskatchewan. Darlene says, it's about freaking time. Jocelyn says, this is all well and good as long as I can keep mine. Isn't that the key, hey? This is a great idea. You have to give up yours, too. Oh, wait a second. Wait. Hang on. I use my cell phone all day to contact my coworkers via Teams. We send important and time-sensitive information so that we can support our students better. Then we got Roger saying, great, they can actually learn to add and subtract now. Hope this happens in Manitoba, says Anita. Quentin says, you know what else works? Textbooks. What? I don't know. I have seen with my own eyes an infant. This is a non-communicating little person sitting on a couch or waiting in a doctor's office, so it'd be a chair, was able to sit by herself as a little girl, just sitting there. Mom plopped her down and handed her a book in the doctor's office. I saw this with my own eyes. She gets the book like this, and I'm like, oh, she's so cute. She's adorable. I can still see her. Big blue eyes. She's sitting there in the chair, and she takes the book and does this. And I nudge my wife, Tracy, and I said, Trace, watch this. She's swiping, and the mom reaches over and goes and turns the page for her. Never forget it, because that's the moment in time I knew, oh, we's in some deep trouble.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Make sure that all your finances are in order with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. They would love to see you. If you're in need of some financial assistance, maybe for a post-secondary education plan, maybe you'd like to start an RESP because you're thinking to yourself, you know what? Our kids are going to go to post-secondary school someday, and maybe it's time to start saving for that. Or maybe you're planning to save for retirement. See our friends at Sunrise Credit Union for any and all financial services and financial advice. They would love to see you with 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba with the great gas and grocery giveaway. Thank you to all those who entered to win. We will be announcing a winner shortly where we've got three winners of $1,000 in gas and groceries from our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. For everything financial, please visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The Don't Pay a Cent event continues. Your chance to save some big cash until the end of the day today. You walk into the store, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that, and I want that, and I don't want to pay anything. That's why they call it the Don't Pay a Cent event. Not even the taxes or fees until 2026. OAC on your FlexiCard, minimum purchase $250 excluding taxes. Visit leons.ca for details. And as we'd mentioned earlier this week, they've got a back to campus sale happening, which means that if you've got a young person that's moving out, moving into a college dorm, moving into an apartment, they will drop ship the furniture, appliances, electronics, whatever it is that they need for the dorm, for the apartment. You go to Leon's, pick it out. They will have it delivered right to the campus for you. It's called Back to Campus. Go to leons.ca and they will take care of you. Or again, visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Epp Law Office, if buying or selling a home, you'll need some legal assistance, and please see our friends at Epp Law Office. Maybe you're looking at forming a corporation with your little business. They can take care of all the paperwork for you. They'll take care of the paperwork if you're buying or selling a home. And if you're looking at making a will, maybe redoing your will, changing your will, or you've just got some legal questions, visit our friends at Epp Law Office. Again, you'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street, epplawoffice.ca. And you'll find some lovely pictures there and all the details on everything they can do for you to help with your legal needs. Just recognized as one of North America's best cheeses.
Unique Brazilian dairy from Steinbach walked away from the American Cheese Society Conference with an award. Its Minas Fresco is the second best fresh, unripened cheese in North America. The cheese is created from a 300-year-old recipe owner Fabiola Della Pria brought with her when she moved from Brazil to her new home in Manitoba 9 years ago.
I started just making cheese for me and family and friends, and we used to go into get-togethers. And people were like, this cheese is so unique. You should sell it.
Della Pria is proud of the win, but more so that it put Manitoba cheese making on the map. You can find the award-winning cheese at a number of grocery and specialty stores around the province, as well as at the St. Norbert Farmers Market.
St. Norbert's Farmers Market, they also have a Facebook page. Unique Brazilian Dairy. I'll put this link on my website, by the way, at tylerglenshow.com, so that you can find Unique Brazilian Dairy in Steinbach. Go check it out.
American 346, Captain Dave Miller. On behalf of American Airlines Boston Operations, congratulations for your 33 years of service for the airlines. You have accumulated extensive experiences flying in various aircraft models, flying the Airbus 300, the Super 80, the Boeing 727, 757, and concluding your career in the Boeing 737. We also want to thank you for your service for flying with the United States Air Force, specializing in your piloting the F-16 Fighting Falcon. May your retirement be filled with blue skies, peace, and joy as you move on to your next adventure. Gate B-12 is your gate, and you're cleared to park at the gate for the last time. American 346.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Hey, Dad, it's Jason. Congratulations on 32 years. I can't wait to see you.
Hey, Dad, it's Chris. So proud of you. Can't wait to see you. Congratulations and everything.
What a great surprise, Jay. Thank you.
Oh, that is so cool. And then Dad's done.
Hello. We have a possible
pilot. The boy said 32 years. Which one is it? 32 or 33? I don't know. 32 and a half. I don't know. Are we going to be cracking open some champagne? Yeah, when the kids come on. Hey, bless your mom says I'm crying. Yeah, I managed to preview that, so I had my little leakage moment before I put it on. Yeah, when the kids come on. To say they're proud, that's pretty cool. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. You're helping the community when you help out your vehicle to get those fluids all topped up and changed. You help the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House, because every time you get an oil change, it means a donation to those groups. It's best to check out Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express and get those fluids all checked out at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And then swing on by Richmond Avenue, or pardon me, First Street, to Kuiper's Family Bakery, your family bakery, where you can satisfy all your cravings. The aroma of freshly baked goods greets you when you hear the ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling when you pull the handle on the door. Rush of warm bread, cinnamon bun air fills your nostrils, goes right to your brain, and you say, I have to get everything in this door. Which you want to do, but you're there to get your sausage rolls and your pizza buns and your hamburger and hot dog buns. The official hamburger and hot dog buns of summer are found at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Sticky buns, cinnamon buns, and more. Get your goodies, your baked goodies at Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Lots of reaction to the hail pictures from Calgary yesterday. That hailstorm moved through Calgary on Monday, caused some bad damage to the airport. Some vehicles lost their windows. Some of the hail was so big, shot the windows right out. And if you ever have hail damage, remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They do paintless dent repair. They are MPI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too. Auto Fashion does fine auto finishing, which is their version of detailing. It's fine auto finishing. They'll get it all done for you at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Remember them if you ever suffer any hail damage. And Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Don't forget about their Sunday special. Two Clarso Nordic Spa passes and a $50 food and bevy credit and a one-night stay at the Elkhorn for $339. It's kind of an all-inclusive package right here in southwestern Manitoba. For $339, you get your food and bevy, you get your stay, and you get two passes to the Clarso Nordic Spa. Yes, and they've got twilight rates now because the days, regrettably, are getting a little bit short. You can get daily spa passes for $69 per day, August 3rd to the 31st. Twilight rates are $59 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays after 5 p.m. Check out elkhornresort.com for more. Give them a follow on their social media channels, and we'll see you at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. 18 medals could be one of our best showings at any Olympic Games, which is awesome. And the Olympic closing ceremonies will go on Sunday. And apparently Tom Cruise is set to fly in, or no, parachute in for the closing ceremonies because the next Olympic Games, the next Summer Olympics, are in Los Angeles. And apparently there is, according to TMZ, there is a rumor circulating that Tom Cruise will participate in the closing ceremonies on Sunday. He'll rappel down from the top of Stade de France and land on the stadium field carrying an Olympic flag. The next city to host the Olympics is Los Angeles, and there's a section in the program called Next Host Artistic Segment. The Olympics are coming to Los Angeles. Gas tank is empty. Warning light is on. Warning light is on. So the world's strongest beer will make your tongue go numb. God, that sounds like a challenge. I really, you know, we talk about some pretty weird food and drink on this show. And most times I have no interest in wanting to try such things. But I have to admit, this one, I'm kind of curious. I really am. It's called Beerther Fire, the world's strongest beer. Comes with a warning label urging consumers not to exceed 35 milliliters in one sitting because of its incredibly high alcohol content. They go on to say alcohol should be consumed in moderation. Yeah. But this beer is so strong, it reportedly makes your tongue go numb. Rated at 75% ABV, alcohol by volume, it's a Scottish-style barley ale brewed for 2 months and then blended with pure Scottish spirit. Okay, that explains it. Because I'm like, you can't brew that high. I think the highest science will let you brew something is like 15%. Maybe, I know for sure you can't go over 20%. You can't brew over 20%. Nature just won't let you do it. You'd have to distill it. Oh, we got ourselves a TikTok video of a guy trying, I think. Let's see how it goes down. Let's see what he has to say here.
It's been 1988. It's my birth year, and you all seem to think I look like Eddie Hall. So here we go with the world's strongest beer.
I can't understand
it. Scottish Belfair Fire, 75% alcohol by volume from the, I think it's 88 Brewery. 88 Brewery. Here we go. Here we go. The big one. Do not exceed 35 centiliters in one sitting. Sorry, 35 milliliters in one.
Here we go. And. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, he looks like he's turned all red. He's sweating profusely. I'm worried for this guy. I'm worried for him.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 75%.
It tastes like burning.
It tastes like
burning. My tongue is now numb.
Yeah, pass the Pepto.
Oh, what an experience. Go and buy one. I think the 50 quid a bottle.
Okay, maybe I don't need one now. I think this guy, having tried it, has set me straight. I think that, you know, you should be able to buy it in like little bottles. You know how like when you go to the LC and you can get little rum bottles, little tequila bottles? You should be able to get little bottles of this beer so that I could... so that I could try it without having to invest in a big bottle of beer. Why? Why, says Blessed Mama? OMG, like why? It's all in the marketing. It's all in the marketing because you've got, especially with young men, they love the stuff that burns the mouth and sets things on fire and things that are a challenge. And it's all that stuff. You know, it's all about the marketing. Thing is that you can't, like, it's not like you're going to go out and buy a case of that beer. Like, really. But 75%, regardless of what it tastes like, just the look on his face. Oof. You know, you can get some, I mean, I think Everclear, what's Everclear at? 90%? And I mean, you can't, even if you smell that, it's like this pungent, almost like a rubbing alcohol smell. Not advised. Not advised at all. Yikes. This is new Kraft mac and cheese, new exciting flavors. What? Seriously, mac and cheese is already perfect. What are you going to do to make it better? Seriously, it is one of the beloved foods in our home, especially once Kraft got its shit together and realized we're getting hosed. Coming out of the pandemic, Kraft macaroni and cheese in this country was as high as $2.89 a box. And after the pitchforks came out and torches and we all went to the grocery store and said, Kraft, have you lost your damn mind? They dropped the price. And yes, it became affordable again. You could get a case of 12 for like $7, $8. And it's been kind of affordable ever since. These are the new flavors. And I cannot wait to get my hands on both of these. I can't decide which one I want to try first. Jalapeno ranch is so amazing. So look at this. Cheryl says, I put hot sauce on my Katie. Also, solid move. Solid move, especially Frank's Red Hot. I'll be able to snag some of those new Katie flavors. Okay, the top four recipes, courtesy of TikTok. The top four recipes of summer. I think I'm more interested in what the top four are as opposed to actually trying to make them. Recipe number one is pickle cheese roll-ups. The result? 5 out of 5. Likely why this one was so popular. Blessed Mama likes to add that cheese like that baked Parmesan on parchment paper. So good.
Tanghulu is a Chinese candy fruit snack, and it's a super popular street food in Asia.
Oh.
It's traditionally made with hawthorn berries, but you can pretty much use any fruit you want. Start by skewering them, then add a 2-to-1 ratio of sugar and water to a small pot. Don't stir because it'll make it cloudy and chunky. Just let it sit and simmer until it's a thick syrup. Wait for it to turn into an amber color before you start dipping because if the sugar isn't hot enough.
You've got to be kidding me. Boiled some sugar water, dip some fruit on a stick in it. These are my kind of recipes. No wonder they're so huge.
Then it won't harden. Just do a quick dip and swirl to get a thin coating so you don't break your tooth. Immediately dip into ice water to cool and harden and enjoy.
After washing, cutting, adding the fruit to the skewers, pat the fruit dry. Meanwhile, add your sugar and water. Once the sugar's ready, do a dip and swirl like they did in the video. The result, 2 out of 5. Oh no, I'm disappointed. I want to try. The taste was quite good. The sugar with the fruit was such a yummy combination. That being said, it was not easy. Mine weren't nearly as crunchy as in the videos. Much more sticky, and at times my teeth were not happy. You may want to only try this if you are good at cooking with sugar. You're making like miniature pancakes that are really breakfast cereal. Nice and sweet with the syrup, and then you toss the milk in over top to complete the ensemble. And you do as they say, make tiny little pancakes, heat up the pan with some butter, transfer the mini pancakes to a bowl, add whatever your heart desires, a little bit of syrup. The result was a 5 out of 5. Wow. These are a million times better than regular pancakes. I couldn't stop making them, but the result is a 5 out of 5 for the pancake cereal, especially if you add something like blueberries to it. Okay, lastly, pasta chips. Oh, I'm always up for chips. pasta chips. Okay, so let's see this one.
Start by boiling the pasta al dente, then drain and add 6 tablespoons of vinegar, 1/2 tablespoon of sea salt, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Air fry at 400 for 10 to 15 minutes until they're golden and crispy. Enjoy alone or with sour cream and onion dip. So good.
Get out of here.
I tried pasta chips again.
Get out. The pasta in the air fryer? Are you kidding? I so want to try this today. Doesn't that look awesome? Crunchy pasta time. The result was a 3 out of 5. So not a total write-off, but not the best thing ever. What was the problem? It was pretty good, an original take on pasta that was yummy and crunchy. You can make these however you want with any kind of spices, which is good. And they're crunchy, but this wasn't an OMG for me. Like, I definitely still reach for a regular bowl of pasta over this. And the fact there's an extra step on top of just cooking pasta makes me think I probably won't make it again. But it did work, and it was good, so it could be worth a try. I'm going to give it a try. I love trying stuff in the air fryer. Okay, we have to say farewell as we tackle a Thursday together for more food, fun places, mayhem of life. Thanks again to our sponsors, and thank you, Sunseekers, for hanging out with me on this Hump Day Wednesday. Make it a great day. You are an awesome person with awesome things ahead for you today, and we're going to share those awesome things and yesterday's good thing tomorrow. Catch you later, guys.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.